Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden-death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson. How you doing, Rick?
Doing great. Having a great week.
And the freak, Joe Franklin. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good.
Now, Rick, Tardos has landed Harrison Barnes, the top recruit in the country. Talk about it.
Took him away from Duke. That's the best part about it. I mean, he was considered a lock for Duke for most of a year, and Roy Williams swooped in there and got him.
Right. I read where Coach K was on him early and was really, you know, really working and really wanted that one and was really hurt that he didn't choose the Blue Devils. So, but it had to have been extra sweet for you.
Yeah, it was a good deal.
All right. And Joe, is there a little sense of urgency now? Your Steelers are behind the game in the division. The Bengals got an easy schedule. Polamalu's hurt.
No, I wouldn't say a sense of urgency. You know, they're probably not in a good position to win the division now because Cincinnati actually beat them head-to-head twice. So they're a couple of games behind if they finish tied with the same record. But what I'll say is they're in a good position for a wild card. They just have to handle their business. They still can win the division. It's not over. And the last time the Bengals won the division, the Steelers won the Super Bowl. So I'm sure that's on their minds as well.
Right, and they should get started this week with a win at Kansas City, you would think.
Yeah.
To get that started.
The schedule is lining up pretty good, but the Ravens are on there twice.
Right. And we got a lot of fantasy talk for you today. A lot of stuff going on as far as injuries, Larry Johnson changing teams. We've got some sleepers for you need to pick up. College fantasy playoffs are hot and heavy. We'll have you all the guys need to start and sit this week. For the Bay Bracket, it's the Athletes Region. Maria Sharapova, Julianne Hough, Aaron Andrews, all the heavyweights. And, of course, a lot of free picks. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. First up is all the pro fantasy talk you need. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Right now, get up to $1,000 off cabinet refacing from the Home Depot's Home Services. Think of cabinet refacing as a facelift for your kitchen, replacing all your current cabinet doors and drawers with new ones, giving you a stylish new look, and transforming your kitchen without a major overhaul. Just call 1-800-275-FACE to set up a free in-home consultation. Use your savings to upgrade your cabinet style, color, and material, and rest assured that your expert installation will be backed by the Home Depot. Putting a smile on your face. Call 1-800-275-FACE. That's 1-800-275-3223 today. And get up to $1,000 off your cabinet refacing project of $3,000 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Minimum purchase required through December 30th at participating U.S. stores. See store for license numbers and details.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. It's time to talk a little pro fantasy football. Now, let's start off. Got to get it out of the way. Fourth and two. Patriots, Colts. Rick, yeah, what are your thoughts?
I like the call. I thought, you know, hey, you're going to try to win the game, and that's what he did. He tried to win the game. It took a lot of guts. He's taken a lot of beating over it, but probably worst case, they would have scored anyway. You know, if you punt it to in that situation, there's a good chance they were going to score. They didn't look like they could be stopped.
I agree there. I like the call. I like the aggressive play calling. You try to take charge and control of the game right then and win it. But, you know, if it was me in that situation, I would have punted. And that's what makes Belichick different, is he has the guts to actually make that call. And it wasn't something that he just went out on a whim and did. He's done it in the past.
Right. Well, that's always been Belichick's style. He's always been aggressive. You know, they showed a stat where he's, you know, gone for it on fourth down a lot, and he's, you know, he's converted at a high rate. The one thing I would say, the only tactical thing I would say he did wrong was he didn't have timeouts to challenge. That would be the one area that I would say, you know, where he made a mistake if there was one. Because Manning and the Colts' offense had been on fire. I think Manning had completed 7 of his last 8 passes for over 100 yards. So they weren't stopping him. They were probably going to go down and score. So I can't blame it. It created a lot of chaos, obviously, right after with both Tony Dungy and Harrison knocking him. But I can't knock it too much. Now,
you know, I thought, before we get off of that point, right. I thought it might have been wise of him to let Joseph Addai score there with a minute and 30 seconds left. They tackle him on the 1 yard line, and basically Indy ran the clock out. You know, give Brady the ball, and all you need is a field goal. I think they probably get the field goal. Got a great kicker. You maybe let him score right there, kind of the opposite of Jones-Drew taking a knee.
That's where I was going. That was going to be my next topic, was Maurice Jones-Drew's kneel at the one where they could run the clock out and kick the field goal. And he even mentioned it to his fantasy owners.
Yeah. He said he lost himself, that he had himself in the game and he lost by 5. So, you know, if he'd have scored, he'd have won.
I think in both situations, the strategy they used was the right way to go. And Peyton even said that he wanted to take time off the clock. So, if Joseph Addai is there in the open field, I doubt would have done the same thing Maurice Jones-Drew did, because Jones-Drew was instructed to drop, whereas Addai probably would have scored there.
Right. So it's interesting to see. You never know how things are going to work out like that. Maurice Jones-Drew is still up in the top 2 or 3 backs in fantasy, even without that extra touchdown there. So he's still putting up big-time numbers for you. Now, Larry Johnson, gone to the Bengals. Do you like this move? Is this risky, chemistry-wise? Right timing?
You know, I think some of it has to do with Benson's injury. The timing seemed to be just right to bring him in because of that. Wouldn't be surprised to see, if he's not productive in the first week or two, see him gone. I don't think they're going to keep him around, you know, if he's not able to do anything. I'm not sure he'll be able to.
Well, the Bengals are a team that seem to have all the outcasts. They have Roy Williams, and he's, by the way, out for the season now. Cedric Benson, who wasn't productive anymore, now he's picked it up. And they're just taking on that role where they want to bring guys in and say, you're all the guys that nobody wanted. We're going to get here together as a team, and we're going to play with a chip on our shoulder.
Right, and it'll be curious to see how long Cedric Benson's out, see how much of an impact Larry Johnson has the opportunity to have. Probably worth, depending on how deep a league you're in or what your roster looks like, picking up on the bottom of your bench just to hold on to, just in case he gets the workload the next couple of weeks.
It should be good this week. He's a pretty good play this week. Now, I don't know if going forward, I don't know if there's any value there, but this week, yeah.
Right, they should try to run the ball quite a bit against Oakland and be up in that game and run the ball. Now, another guy, Michael Turner, is injured. So let's talk about that situation.
I don't see Snelling or Norwood's injured, so it looks like Snelling's going to be the guy taking the load. And I just, from what I've seen of him, I don't think he's going to be able to carry it. I think it's probably good news for Tony Gonzalez, probably more opportunities in the red zone. I don't like Snelling enough to, say, pick him up, though.
The Falcons are in trouble because that offense runs through Michael Turner, but at the same time, Snelling is a guy to go pick up off the waiver wire because he is going to start, and he'll get a share of carries. So if you have Michael Turner, it's safe to go get him right now and plug him right in.
See how it goes. Now, Rick, you always talk about the curse of 350. Yeah. Is that the case here?
I think it is.
Is it just a bad break?
I think it is. I mean, it's just, the more times you carry the ball, the more opportunities there are for you to get hurt. And his number finally came up. That's the beauty of Jones-Drew, is that he doesn't have all these carries pounded up until this season. You know,
right.
Next year, who knows what happens.
Next year we'll have to look into that.
Right.
Now, Joe, Troy Polamalu, I don't know what the latest is on him. But what do you think about the Steelers' D this week versus the Chiefs?
I think they're in a good position against the Chiefs. They always seem to have guys that are able to step into certain roles. Now, Polamalu being, he's a special player. Nobody can really fill his role, but they can try to get a couple of guys to step in here and there. So against the Chiefs, I think they're in a good position. But down the road, if he's going to miss some extensive time, then they could be in trouble.
Well, the Chiefs, they just changed up their roster weekly. You got to, you know, it's amazing. You know, one week it's Larry Johnson, Dwayne Bowe. So it just seems like every time you look up, you know, they traded Tony Gonzalez in the offseason. You kind of have to wonder at some point, if they could have just somehow figured out a way to keep everybody they've had over the last couple of years and, you know, kind of built on it. You know, they've had some weapons. They've just not been able to keep them all on the roster or keep them happy or make it all work. So it's kind of an interesting situation.
I'm not as optimistic as Joe. I think Polamalu being out is huge from the fantasy side looking at Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, with him in there, they're just a much better defense and create havoc. You know, that's what he does, is run around being places he's not supposed to be and making plays that causes interception and fumbles. From the fantasy side, they're not the same defense without him.
I just think they have a favorable matchup this week, this week only.
Well, I think either way, then there's no way the Chiefs score more than, you know, 14, 17 points. But at the same time, Polamalu, as far as fantasy is concerned, getting the interception, the defensive touchdowns, those kind of things can help them rack up fantasy points today. They should have a solid effort against the Chiefs, and the Chiefs won't put up very many points, especially without Dwayne Bowe. It'll be interesting to see as far as how many fantasy points that leads to, especially if your league doesn't depend on yards or doesn't have as much. It leans a lot on sacks, interceptions, and fumbles.
Well, if Eddie Royal doesn't produce this week, he's never going to. I mean, this is the week. With no Bow beside him, he's got to be their only option in the passing. So
you mean not a Royal Broncos?
Oh, I can't think of the name right now. They're back. Their second guy who's struggled all season, but he should step in this year.
He's your sleeper of the week.
Yeah,
week.
2 weeks ago.
I can't seem to think of his name right now. Or are you talking about Chris Chambers?
Well, you know, Chris Chambers right. Should Chris be a Chambers guy that a should benefit week. Here. That's right, now that he's there. So,
and I'm trying to think who it was that they let go, or they picked up. Bobby Wade.
Bobby Wade, that's
it,
yeah.
That's Bobby Wade.
That's the guy that should step up
Bobby
this
Wade
week.
And Chris Chambers,
but Chambers will take
options.
Some of that, yeah.
Well, Chris Chambers had a great – he's, you know, looked pretty great stepping in so far for the Chiefs. All right, now that we got that awesome thing out of the way, let's go to some sleepers to pick up this week. You know, a guy that looked good last week was Ladell Betts. I think that's a guy that I still think he probably is still available. You can go out and get Jamaal Charles. Probably doesn't have a great matchup this week, but he's going to be the guy the rest of the year. That's a guy I've got on there. And Beanie Wells had a couple touchdowns last week, and Justin Forsett. Those are the four guys that I would look at as guys to pick up.
You know, I was surprised. I looked today at ESPN leagues, and Mike Wallace is hanging out there, still available in a lot of leagues. You know, he's in less than 60% of the leagues is he owned, which. That's crazy. That guy needs to be on everybody's roster. If he's there, get him.
And we mentioned Larry Johnson there. Another guy, the rookie running back there in Cincinnati, Bernard Scott. He's a guy to look at. He was productive in the kick return game last
right,
week.
Right, had a kickoff return for a touchdown, so that's the guy. And we'll see also who gets the goal line carries. Brian Leonard may get the goal line carries for the Bengals this week. So it'll be interesting to see how they utilize the weapons they have without Benson in the mix.
You know, another guy that I noticed in the ESPN leagues wasn't owned heavily is Patrick Clayton. And you know, and that seems like a guy that's worth having on your roster right now. I know the Cowboys struggle 1 week and boom the next, but it's a guy I think I'd pick up if I'm looking for wide receiver.
Right, Creighton, because Creighton's also had some punt returns.
Right.
So, you know, he's been a guy that's made plays all over the place. And speaking of the Cowboys passing game, it's become interesting to see who's going to get the looks each week, because it was Miles Austin. Jason Witten, he gets catches and targets, but it hasn't led to yards and touchdowns necessarily. He'll have 8 catches for 50 yards. And then there's still Roy Williams, so they seem to be forcing the ball too at times, which is a whole other story. So I'd be curious to see how the Cowboys passing game, how they get touches this week.
Yeah, I think the mystery there is Witten. And why didn't, you know, you'd think he would be option number 2 at the very least there, and it's just not seeming to happen for him.
Well, I think as far as catches, and his yards are down a little bit, but I think the biggest thing with Witten is that he hasn't been getting targeted in the red zone.
Right.
He doesn't have touchdowns. Normally at this point in the year, he has 5 or 6 touchdowns, and that makes, you know, all the difference in the world for him. And speaking of Witten, is that a guy that if you've got a Vernon Davis or a Shanko or somebody else that you're starting to worry about a little bit and maybe you sit?
I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And a guy, before we get off to our fantasy segment, a guy that's been on fire, just have to mention it, Randy Moss, 544 yards, 6 touchdowns in just the last 4 games alone. That's a season in 4 games. So the Patriots offense and Randy Moss has been absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I got to say at this point, looking into next year, he's probably got to be the number one wide receiver. I think he's reestablished himself as the top guy.
Yeah, I think, and you know, it seems to have coincided with the return of Wes Welker. Welker seems to open things up a lot for Moss, and that Welker was out for a few weeks and Moss didn't play as well. Welker's back, Moss explodes. So I think that's some of what's going on there.
And I think it's a case of Tom Brady finally getting his legs under him, so to speak, coming back from the injury. I think he's finally getting comfortable back there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's our pro fantasy segment. We'll have college fantasy football coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. And we'll try to not forget Bobby White's name next time. All three sitting there looking confused. Don't go anywhere. College fantasy football coming up next.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's TheHomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, TheHomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin.
Have you heard about Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing? Well, listen up, because Miracle Glaze is a choice for car dealers and professionals in the detail industry. Now, the big problem with most tire dressings is they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and nobody wants that. Miracle Glaze introduces new technology that never stains and never slings. It bonds to your tire surfaces within minutes, no wiping necessary. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff today with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com for more information.
Should definitely go check out our buddies at MiracleGlaze.com. Check out the sling test. All right, now to a little college fantasy football. You know, it's amazing how the schedule, you have to pay attention to the schedule a lot in college fantasy football, not only with the bye weeks and everything, but look at the Big Ten. The Big Ten's pretty much done this week. So if you had drafted, you know, a big-time running back, wide receiver, you drafted Aurelius Ben, you know, Eric Decker, some of the guys that, you know, are higher drafted guys during the season, early in the draft, you know, Terrell Pryor, Juice Williams, they're done. So it's kind of interesting. This is the last week, so if week 13 is your championship, that can leave you with a gaping hole all of a sudden going into your championship week. So
here's where you need to have either a solid bench or you need to be hitting the waiver wire really hard.
What about the leagues that are just Big Ten leagues? What do they do?
They had a championship 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I guess they have to just wrap it up early. You know, I'm not even sure. I guess you have to do it that way. So it's interesting. And also with – you know, college was my heavy strategy. I'm not hardly starting any BCS conference guys. You know, at this point in the season, I'm racking up Conference USA. I've got Case Keenum going against Memphis. Got Donald Buckram going against Rice. I've got Nevada's running back, who I'm not 100% sure how to say his name, Vaitua, going against New Mexico State. You know, so those are the guys. I've got LeGregory Sapp. Everybody says, who in the world is LeGregory Sapp? Louisiana Monroe's wide receiver. So in the Sun Belt. So, you know, I'm racking up guys that – they are not going against Ohio State or Florida or Oklahoma every week. They're going up against, you know, Western Kentucky New Mexico State, teams like that. So that's my strategy come playoff time as far as picking up guys. Now let's look at the guys I want to start this week. Ryan Williams of Virginia Tech. They're going against NC State. NC State's been giving up a lot of points and been awful lately. I think he'll rack up a big day. And another guy is Tim Brown at Rutgers versus Syracuse. 5 touchdowns in his last 5 games. So he's been on fire in the Big East. And Rutgers, they seem to be, they always start slow. And then they get rolling. I don't know if that's just playing Big East teams or if they're actually decent.
I think it is a case of playing Big East teams. And actually, they got smashed by Cincinnati, who is right there at the top in the Big East and in the nation right now. But Rutgers, they started off slow last year, as you mentioned. They've done the same thing this year. And now it looks like it's going to turn into a pretty good season for them overall.
Right, and they also turned to, I believe, a freshman quarterback, Tom Savage. And, you know, so they looked great last week, just absolutely knocking South Florida in the mouth, I believe, 31-0 at home. Yeah. So, you know, you never know. Keep chopping wood, as Greg Schiano likes to say. So, anyway. And Denario Alexander, a wide receiver at Missouri, they're going up against Iowa State. He's probably one of the best wide receivers that nobody talks about as a guy I would keep an eye on. And a guy I'm starting in one of my leagues, Keith Smith of Purdue, going up against the Indiana Hoosiers. And some obvious ones, if he plays on Florida's team, start him. They're going against Florida International. If he plays for the Crimson Tide, start him. They're going against Chattanooga. And any Oregon State Beavers going up against Washington State. So any of those guys, if you got them, got somebody on that team, you got to start them.
I got Bryce Butler at USC. He'll be stepping in for Damian Williams, who's out injured.
Right, he looked good last week.
Yeah, and, you know, chance to shine right now for him. So I'd look for something big for him. Another guy, you know, local guy, Ryan Mallett. Guy's just putting up numbers after numbers after numbers, and Mississippi State should be a good matchup for him.
Right, Arkansas at home especially has been pretty explosive. And he's put up those numbers that quietly, you know, he started to put pretty good all-around numbers, and at 6'7", 250, you have to like his pro potential. Razorback fans don't, but, you know.
Now, I wanted to mention the teams that are on a bye. So if you have players on these teams, make sure you know that they're on a bye. Auburn, Cincinnati, Georgia Tech, Navy, Pittsburgh, South Carolina, USC, and West Virginia, just to name a few there.
Right. I've got Cincinnati's wide receivers, both Marty Gilliard and Armin Benn. So that's two of my wide receivers down this week, so that hurts me a little bit. Now some guys that I'm going to look at to sit. Russell Wilson, NC State's quarterback, they're playing at Virginia Tech. I think the Hokies D will just eat them alive. Todd Reesting of Kansas, they're playing at Texas. And also, Kansas had a little bit of trouble off the field, man. Geno getting in trouble for getting in players' faces and being a little aggressive. Not really sure what all is going on there and how much of a deal we should make out of this.
Yeah, the initial reports that I heard, it sounded like a case of guys being babies here. Because when you talk about a coach yelling at you or a coach putting his finger in your chest, that happens all the time. Now, we've heard other details after this that, you know, where he's specifically picking on players and things that he knows about players, which could be a little harsh. But I think it's a case of making a big deal out of nothing.
Right, can't you just hear Dan Hawkins? It's Division I football.
He's not going to make it. He's done. I don't think he's coach at Kansas next year.
Maybe not.
The damage is really significant. And as more details come out, it is over the top. It's stuff. You know, one kid had revealed to the team that his father was an alcoholic, and he brought, you know, pointed that out in front of the entire team and kind of abused the kid on that.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And how are you going to recruit after this? You know, how's he going to get anybody to come to school there? I don't think he makes it through this.
And it's sad because he's a really good coach.
Well, and it's a bad situation because, you know, it's hard to win at Kansas, and he had started to put a little bit of a foundation there. You know, I don't know if Kansas can just go out and hire a big name coach. I don't, you know, as far as football, if basketball, they can go get whoever they want. But football, that's not necessarily, you know, where they can just go out and get whoever they want. But we're up against the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We got the Bay Bracket, free picks, everything still to come. Don't go anywhere.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's gotta drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for 2 bottles and 1 can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order.
a $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now it's time to talk a little college football. We're going to pick all the big games this week. So let's start with the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry. The 9-2 Ohio State Buckeyes play at the Michigan Wolverines, who are 5-6 and looking to be bowl eligible. Michigan is an 11.5-point home dog. Rick?
You know, I just have not seen anything all year that makes me think Michigan's much of a team at all. And Ohio State, it hasn't been a really smooth course, but they do look like a far superior team to them. You know, I think this is a two-touchdown game. I'm going to take OSU and lay all those points.
I have to agree there, Rick. Here it is that Michigan sits at 5-6. And 6 weeks ago, we were talking about Michigan possibly going undefeated. I mean, it was talk that was mentioned out there because they were undefeated at the time, but here it is. They're not going to be bowl eligible because they won't win this game and they won't stay within that 11.5.
Right, and I think Ohio State would love to keep Michigan from qualifying for a bowl. So I think Ohio State puts it on them and doesn't let up. I have to take Ohio State minus 11.5 there. Now, the Tar Heels, they play at Boston College at the battle of 7-3 teams. Boston College is a 3.5-point home favorite. I'll start with you, Joe.
Well, when I look at this game, these teams seem to be so evenly matched, and they are kind of up and down as well. I have to favor the home team here. I go with Boston College minus 3.5.
You know, when I look at this, I see last week Boston College scored 14 points on Virginia, and North Carolina's defense is a heck of a lot better than Virginia's. You know, this could end up being a 0-0 tie. If they, you know, when you see a game with two good defenses like that, that 3.5 becomes a little bit bigger and more important to me. So I'm going to take the points, I guess. And I don't know what the under is, but if it's less than 3, I think I'd take it.
Well, I'm going to go with Boston College minus 3.5 because the Eagles are 6-0 at home, have not lost yet. It's up there in Massachusetts in the cold. I'm taking Boston College to win that one somewhere about in 6 or 7 points. Now, Air Force at 7-4 at BYU, who's 8-2 and a 10-point home favorite. Start with you, Rick.
You know, I kind of like Air Force in this one in that they haven't given up a lot of points this year. Only once have they given up 20 points, and that was in an overtime game. The 10 points, again, becomes big in a low-scoring game, so I'm gonna take Air Force in the 10.
And I think BYU will be motivated here. Playing at home, they can get that high-powered passing attack going. So I'm going to take BYU minus the 10.5.
I think this is a really close one, and I think it'll start to show that the Mountain West – has 4 pretty solid teams. Air Force is the 4th team, and they're a pretty solid team. I would take Air Force plus 10. Quarterback Tim Jefferson, running back Asher Clark. Air Force defense has been playing very well. One of the better defenses statistically, actually, in college football. I'm going to take Air Force plus 10. Now we've got a SEC showdown. The Tigers, their only 2 losses are to Florida and Alabama. They're going at Ole Miss, who looked great last week. Ole Miss is a 4.5-point home favorite. Joe.
All right, when you look at this game, Ole Miss did look really good against Tennessee, who has a great defense. LSU has a pretty good defense as well. They don't score a lot of points, but I think they stick close here and take LSU plus the 4.5.
You know, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take Ole Miss. They look like they should have looked all year now. It's like Nutt figured out that McCluster was his player, and now he's going to use him. How that guy's not in the Heisman talk is directly related to his coach not taking advantage of his skills. I mean, he deserves to be getting the ball more than he ever has.
So. Well, I think Ole Miss finally got past all of the preseason hype. They stumbled. I think they've finally gotten past all of that, and they're just now, just forget all that, and let's just play football. And I think they've started to find themselves a little bit. Meanwhile, LSU's banged up. Charles Scott's done. Quarterback's a little banged up. The tight end's a little banged up. So I think they're not at full strength, and they're playing on the road in the SEC. I think that's a tough matchup for them. I'm going to have to take Ole Miss minus 4.5 here. Now, back to the Big Ten. We've got Penn State, Nittany Lions, at Michigan State. It's a little bit of a rivalry game, even though Michigan State this year is only 6-5. Spartans are +3 at home. Rick?
You know, I think this is a really big game for Penn State. For them to be relevant, for them to still be a quality team, they have to win this game. And because of that, I think they'll get after it. I think they're ready to play this game, and I'm gonna go ahead and take them.
And I think Penn State has the defense to lock Michigan State down, so I'm going to go with Penn State as well, -3.
Right, and it's what's funny, on a side note before we pick these games, I know you're probably familiar with the rule in the Big Ten that they're not allowed to have night games in November because it gets cold, and we wouldn't want them to get cold.
Yeah.
So so this is, you know, these are day games, both the Ohio State-Michigan game and the Penn State-Michigan State game. So, but anyway, I'm going to take Penn State to roll here. I think they've been playing a lot better football, and they easily improve to 10-2 and roll over their rival Michigan State. Now out west, Cal at 7-3. Plays at Stanford, who's also 7-3. Stanford's a 7.5-point favorite after just destroying USC and Oregon the last couple of weeks. What do you make of them, Joe?
Cal has not played good on the road, and Stanford seems to be rolling along here. Toby Gerhardt seems like he's unstoppable. I'll go with Stanford -7.5.
You know, I'm going to go. This is the one that looks like the big upset to me. I think Cal, you know, it's a huge rivalry game. It is the game of the year for both of these teams. With Stanford coming off of that big win, it just looks like a perfect setup for a letdown. And I'm going to go ahead and take Cal on the points.
Right. And I actually have to agree with you there. I'm taking Cal +7.5. It's a rivalry game. I think Stanford is riding high, but there has to be a letdown at some point. And who better to do that than your rival, even without Javid Best? They've been playing well. They've been running the ball well without him. I really like the defense in this game. I think they're going to keep it close. Cal +7.5 for me. And the other Pac-10 game, 8-2 Oregon at Arizona. Arizona +6 at home. Rick?
You know what? These two teams look like the same team to me. And if I can get 6 points in the same team, I'm going to take them. So I'm taking the points.
And I really like Arizona here. Their defense plays really good, and especially at home. And the way Oregon looked last week or a couple of weeks ago, I think they can be stopped. So I would favor Arizona here, take them +6.
You know, I can understand taking value and taking Arizona +6. However, Oregon to me is just too explosive. I'm taking Oregon -6 on the road to get the win and march on to the Rose Bowl. That's our picks. We've got the Bay Bracket coming up next and then NFL picks later on. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Now it's time to talk about the Bay Bracket a little bit. I'm sure it's what you've all been waiting for. Rick, you going to keep the magic going this week, or is the well starting to run dry?
You know what? I saw the list of names you had up there, and some of them looked very tough to pronounce to me. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with the toughest name through this thing. So that's what I'm basing this on today, is which has the tougher name.
Going with a lot of foreign names, I'm guessing.
Here we go.
All right, we're going to start with Julianne Hough. Verse number 8, Jenny Finch. Joe?
Number 1 overall seed, Julianne Hough. And Jenny Finch. Jenny Finch, fantastic softball player. I like the dancer, the entertainer, the sometimes actress, Julianne Hough here.
Okay. Hough rhymes with tough. So, and Finch is like a bird. You know, obviously Hough would win in this matchup.
I think it's pretty close. I think it's a pretty close one there. I just like Julianne Hough better, Dancing with the Stars. I'm not really a big fan of the show, but Julianne Hough would make me watch if I had to watch it.
Those piercing blue eyes.
Exactly. There you go. Now, Erin Andrews, she's not really an athlete, but I put her in the athlete region. She's a sports sideline reporter. It counts. First, Anna Kournikova. Start with you, Rick.
Okay. Anna is like every other female. Their middle name is Ann or Anna or something like that. So it's just strictly a chick's name to me. But Erin, you know, that could be a dude's name too. So got to be a little bit tougher.
The spelling is important.
Yeah, but still, you don't always see it when you're hearing it. So I'm going with Erin being a tougher name than Anna. Going with Erin.
All right. I'm going to go on the other side here. I'm going to take Anna Kournikova, one of my all-time favorites here.
This is a tough one for me. I'm really torn. I may just have to flip an imaginary coin here. But I'm going to stick with Erin Andrews. I'm going to have to stick with Erin. Anna Kournikova, she's maybe just because she's a little, you know, not really playing anymore. You know, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. So I'm going to go with Erin Andrews here. Now, Swin Cash going against Daniel, what is it? Hantuchkova. There you go. I got it.
Hantuchkova.
There we go. I got it. Then I'm going to go with Hantuchkova over Swin Cash here for me.
I have to as well. She's one of my favorites, one of my favorites to pronounce, so I'll go with her.
Yeah, clean sweep here. Swin sound like a bicycle name, and Daniel, man, you know, that's a dude's name again, so I'm going with her.
Now I'm curious to see what Joe's got here. We've got 10-seeded Candace Parker, a personal favorite of Joe's. First, number 2, Maria Sharapova.
This was the hardest one to call for me, but I thought I would go ahead and make it unanimous. I took all the overs already, so I'm going to stick with it here and take Maria Sharapova.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going with her, too. Candace Parker's married to a dookie. She's out because of that.
Well, the same thing I said in the first round when Candace Parker moved on. You know, she's just a little too muscular for me. The tries, I'm afraid she'd manhandle me, you know. But Maria Sharapova, even though she's a tall tennis player, she still keeps it relatively feminine, I think.
She looks like she's got a lot of attitude, though. She's liable to hit you in the head or something.
Hey, that's a little spunk. Hey, a little spunky, you know.
I like that.
A little spice. Liven things up. And that's the pay bracket for this week. We'd love to hear from you. Email radio@sportsoverload.com or twitter.com/sportsoverload. We'd love to hear what you've got to say. We've still got NFL picks still to come, so tune in here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Stay with us. NFL picks still to come.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Right now, get up to $1,000 off cabinet refacing from the Home Depot's Home Services. Think of cabinet refacing as a facelift for your kitchen, replacing all your current cabinet doors and drawers with new ones, giving you a stylish new look, and transforming your kitchen without a major overhaul. Just call 1-800-275-FACE to set up a free in-home consultation. Use your savings to upgrade your cabinet style, color, and material. And rest assured that your expert installation will be backed by the Home Depot, putting a smile on your face. Call 1-800-275-FACE. That's 1-800-275-3223 today. And get up to $1,000 off your cabinet refacing project of $3,000 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Minimum purchase required through December 30th at participating U.S. stores. See store for license numbers and details.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. And now it's time to pick some NFL games. We've got seven winners for you here today. We're going to break down. Start with the 9-0 Colts, fresh off a win over the Patriots at the 5-4 Ravens. The Ravens are a one-point home dog. Joe?
This is a hard game for me to call here. The Colts have seemed to escape the past few weeks, and those have all been home games. And how long can they keep it up? I just don't know there. The Ravens, on the other hand, have been up and down. So I think I'm still going to stick with the Colts here, though. Colts minus one.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take the Ravens in the point. It just seems like the Colts should be letting down. It's hard to imagine them going undefeated. This looks like one of the games they could lose to keep from going undefeated. You know, their defense is really beat up right now, and it didn't show as bad as you thought it would against the Patriots. But, you know, maybe the Ravens will pound it a little bit harder and take advantage of the injuries that the Colts are living through.
Let me ask you this, both for both of you. As far as power rankings, where do you put the Ravens? Like, do you still hold them up as a top 10, top 12 team? Like, where do they mix in here? Because they're, you know, behind the Steelers probably. Where, if you had to mix them with, like, the Falcons, the Giants, the Eagles, where do you put the Ravens in that mix?
I would have them behind the Eagles but ahead of the other two teams and middle of the pack, probably around 15.
I'd kind of agree in the middle of the pack, but also – could see them having a better chance of beating the good teams than the other teams. You know, I don't see the Falcons being able to play with the big boys, and the Ravens could, but the Ravens could also lose to somebody they shouldn't lose to. So.
Right, because I feel like even though the Ravens defense hasn't been as dominant as it has been in the past, they still have Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and on a good day against a big team, they step up and they can still beat anybody. So it's a tough one to make, but I'm just going to ride the Colts here. It's only a one-point fave. I'm going to stick with the Colts. And so I'm just going to – I have no idea what to expect from the Ravens. I won't be surprised here if they get a nice win at home. Now, a battle of the 1-8 NFL teams, the Cleveland Browns at the Detroit Lions. The Lions are a 3.5-point home favorite. Let's start with you, Rick.
You know, the Lions have a few good players, and the Browns don't have any that I can tell. So I'm going to take the Lions. Cleveland just looks completely, absolutely lost. And Cribbs is about the only guy on that team that I think could make any other roster. It's just terrible there.
Interesting game here. As you mentioned, they're both 1-8, so both teams know that after this game, somebody is going to have a second win, which has to be a motivating factor. I would favor the Lions here. The Lions, you know, completely rebuilt from last year, not really showing because they only have one win, but I would favor the Lions minus 3.5 here.
Well, what's interesting here is I actually could have seen this line being bigger than it is. Yeah. The Browns are so bad right now, and they're playing on the road. I actually would not have been blown away if it had been the Lions minus 6.5, Lions minus 7. Now, if it had been Lions minus 10, I probably have to go Cleveland. But I could have seen the Lions being a bigger favorite than they are because at home, they're getting Calvin Johnson back. I would have to go the Lions here minus 3.5. The Browns are just – you can't take the Browns. You have to pick against them every week for the rest of the season unless that spread starts to be 25.
The only thing I could say is if the Browns – pound the ball and use the running game almost exclusively, they might could get something done here, but outside, and I just don't see that happening.
Well, the thing is that teams are just going to put nine guys in the box because Brady Quinn doesn't throw farther than 3 yards downfield. If it's not a slant route or an out route or like a screen pass, they don't even look downfield. Brady Quinn, you know, he'll be 12 of 14, but it'll be for 12 yards. Like, it's incredible. He averages like a really, really small number. I'm exaggerating, obviously, but he averages a very small number of yards per completion, per attempt. towards the bottom of the league.
And you're exactly right there. I think you're giving them a little too much credit because the completion percentage isn't that great. And then when they do look down the field, it's towards the end of the game. And I just don't understand. The guy is throwing the ball out of bounds. Keep the ball in the game, in the field of play, and give your receiver a chance downfield.
I mean, you just have to take some shots. Because you're watching that Ravens game, and, you know, occasionally just go play action and throw it. I'm not saying you got to chunk it deep every time and spread out five wide, but at least, you know, 15 yards past the first down stick on occasion. Yeah. You know, it's 3rd and 7, and they run a 4-yard pass play. It's like, hey, let's at least try to make a play down the field. It doesn't have to be a Hail Mary, but just try to make plays. Be somewhat aggressive. All right, the 4-5 San Francisco 49ers play at the 5-4 Packers. Packers are a 6.5-point home favorite. Rick?
You know, I like the fact that the 49ers have had a long week to prepare here, and I like those points. I'm going to take the 49ers. Not crazy about it, but I'm going to take the 49ers.
I have to agree there. I like the 49ers. They're going on the road, but once again, here's where I think they can buckle down on the Packers, and I think it'll be a low-scoring game, so they stay within that 6.5.
Right, I have to agree that it's going to be a low-scoring game, and also I have to agree that 49ers will hang within 6.5. I think Frank Gore has a solid day. I don't think either quarterback does a whole lot. Frank, the thing with Aaron Rodgers is sometimes he puts up good fantasy numbers but doesn't necessarily make all the good football plays. Sometimes he'll hold on to the ball a little bit too long and take a sack here and there and make some mistakes. But I think that catches up with him this week against an underrated 49ers D. I'm taking 49ers plus 6.5. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers at 6-3 coming off a loss to the Bengals. At the 2-7, Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are a 10-point home dog. Joe?
Yeah, here's where I think the Steelers bounce back. I think they're able to run the ball effectively as they weren't able to last week. Ben Roethlisberger has a big day. I can see this game being a 27-10 final, so I'll take the Steelers minus the 10.
I think I'm going to take the Chiefs in those points. I think losing Polamalu means a lot to that defense, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Chiefs score enough points to keep it within 10.
It's an interesting game. You know, I think the Steelers are going to be angry, though, and I think the Chiefs are in a little bit of disarray without Larry Johnson, without Dwayne Bowe. So curious where they're at and if they have enough weapons to make a play, even on a Polamalu-less defense. I have to take the Steelers minus 10. I could see this game being, like you said, 27-10. I actually could see the Steelers, because their offense has been so explosive, getting up into the 30s this week and then being a little bit higher scoring game. The 5-4 Atlanta Falcons play at the New York Giants off of bye week. Will Michael Turner play? We're not sure. Probably not. Giants are a 6.5-point home favorite. Rick?
You know, without Turner, I don't see Atlanta being able to play with the Giants. The Giants have to win this game, but so does Atlanta. I mean, both of them are in pretty much a must-win situation here. I think the loss of Turner is enough to have me take the Giants.
And I'll just completely agree with you, Rick. You took all the words right out of my mouth there.
Right, I think the Giants, you know, after a bye week, you're at home. They're looking at this pretty much like a playoff game. This is a game that they feel like they really, you know, have to win. It's an important game, but it's also an important game for the Falcons. But without Michael Turner, they're not going to be able to run the ball. They'll get one-dimensional. And if you're one-dimensional against the Giants' pass rush, where they can get after you and tee off and get after the quarterback, Justin Tuck, and OCU and Ura in that pass rush, I think that could be bad news for Matt Ryan. I'm going to take the Giants minus 6.5, and I think they get back to running the football straight downfield. They're not going to be passing more than they run. They're going to be run first to set up the pass. Giants minus 6.5 is where I would have to go here. All right, the 5-4 Eagles at the 4-5 Bears. Bears are a 3-point home dog. Joe.
All right, the Bears look very good on defense, as we saw last week, but they had some quarterback issues, throwing a lot of interceptions. The Eagles, you never know what you're going to get. They're still a solid team. You're not knowing what you're going to get there. But I see them getting some points in return games, some production from the receivers, as well as LeSean McCoy run the ball. So I would favor the Eagles minus the 3.
I'm going to take the Eagles, but I'm not crazy about this one either. I do think maybe the Eagles D will rattle, you know, Cutler just enough to get him off, and he'll throw interceptions if you give him enough pressure. I could see some of that happening. I'm going to go with the Eagles, but not crazy about that one either.
I have a question. Let's segue here for a second about the Bears. Is Matt Forte back? Are you starting to feel okay about him? 120 yards receiving last week, only 40 yards rushing. Is Forte a guy you can trust again? How do you feel about that matchup this week, Rick?
If you have Forte on your team, it's probably structured in such a way you've got to play him now. I mean, you can't sit him probably because you don't have many other options. You used a first-round pick to get him. You're going to have to play him.
Well, see, I have an interesting situation because I have Frank Gore who's going to play every week no matter what. But then I have Forte and Pierre Thomas. Pierre Thomas plays at Tampa Bay. So you would think that'd be a good matchup, but then at St. Louis last week wasn't.
Yeah.
So, and then my wide receivers, I'm very deep. I got Calvin Johnson, Miles Austin, DeSean Jackson, and Mike Sims Walker. So do I play three wide receivers? Do I play my running backs? I'm going to have to guess, and I'll probably guess wrong. Mm-hmm. So that should be fantastic. But as for this game, I'm going to go with the Eagles. I think DeSean Jackson, he hasn't made a big play in the last couple games. I think he's due for his usual kick return, punt return, reverse, deep ball. One way or another, I think he's going to break a big play or two and have an impact on this game. And the Eagles cover the -3. Now for the Monday nighter, the Tennessee Titans have won 3 in a row after losing their first 6. They play at the Houston Texans, who are 5-4, fresh off of a bye week at home. They're a 4.5-point home favorite, Joe.
All right, here we have NFL's top leading rusher in Chris Johnson. And on the other side with the Texans, you have Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson, who are passing and receiving. They're right there at the top as well. So it seems like you get a lot of offense here. But I would favor the Texans, and I think their D steps up and makes the difference. And Texans -4.5.
You know, I think the Texans' pass game will really hurt the Titans, but then the Titans' run game is really going to hurt the Texans. The Titans seem to have kind of gotten their legs underneath them again. They look a little bit like what we thought they were going to be. I'm going to take the Titans, and I really like the over in this game, whatever it is.
Is Chris Johnson the number one fantasy back?
He's right there. I don't know that I would rather – I think I'd rather have Adrian Peterson, but – boy, it's close. It's hard to argue right now.
When you look at him, he's a complete package, rushing and receiving. He's leading that team in both categories, so he'll be right there at the top.
Right. I think in terms of explosiveness, you know, Chris Johnson's best day is just incredible. He'll go score 40.
Yeah.
And he's actually had, you know, a lot of times the good backs will have one or two 30-point games. He's already had several, you know, big-time games where he's had 100 yards rushing and 100 yards receiving, two or three touchdowns. Chris Johnson is just playing out of his mind, and I think the Titans really are starting to buy in, and they really think they can win 10 in a row. They're not going to, but I think they get a fourth one in a row and beat the Texans. I'm taking the Titans +4.5 here.
Johnson, it's an interesting deal. We knew last week that he'd have a big game against Buffalo. I mean, it was obvious, right. But I thought it'd be 200 yards rushing. I didn't think it'd be 100 yards receiving mixed in with all that, too. So it's impressive how versatile he is, and it's just the speed. Can kill you. I mean, the guy's just so dang fast. You make a mistake, it's a touchdown.
Right. Well, I was listening, you know, and they talked. Coaches have talked about how, you know, you take the right angle. He outruns the angle, and then, but he also has cutback vision and all those kinds of things. So he's just a great all-around back. But another question is, where's Lindell White? Did he, you know, just disappear somewhere? Is he in the witness protection program? I'm not really sure what happened to Lindell White here.
I just think it's a case of the production of Chris Johnson, and it's keeping him on the bench right now. Where do you put him in? If this guy is performing the way he is, why do you take him out of the game?
Right.
I think Johnson figured out, you know, if they got on the goal line, White was going to get the carry, so he's just running them in from 45 now, so you don't have to worry about that.
Like, nah, just forget the red zone, which I got this. 80 yards out, don't worry. So it's been interesting to watch the Titans the last few weeks. Vince Young's numbers aren't necessarily great, but it's led to wins. So
yeah, impressive.
Keep doing it. All right, we'll wrap it up in the last segment here. I'll have my lock of the week for you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays.
Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now it's time for my lock of the week. Stepping outside the top 25 for this one, I'm going to take the Arkansas Razorbacks -11 over the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Arkansas at home has been fantastic, especially as of late. Beat South Carolina, actually worse than Florida did. They destroyed Troy last week 56-20. They're one of the best-kept secrets at home. They dominate their opponents, particularly with this game being in Little Rock at War Memorial Stadium, packed out, loud. Mississippi State has struggled there recently, haven't won there maybe ever.
Not that I can remember.
I don't think they've ever won at Arkansas and Little Rock. So
they tied one year. It was a tie 20 years ago or so.
So I'm going to go with Arkansas -11 over Mississippi State, and that's my lock of the week. Sellout game in War Memorial will be loud, rocking and rolling. Arkansas needs it to keep going up the bowl pecking order. So I think they get a comfortable win here by 17 to 21 points, somewhere along those lines. Now, the bigger question for Arkansas is, should Ryan Mallett go pro? What do you think, Joe?
I don't think so. I think stay one more year, stay in that system, learn more from Coach Petrino, who's great with working with quarterbacks, and just become a more complete quarterback. You know, it was a case of him throwing the ball, looking downfield mostly, and he's progressed a little bit where he's dropping it off to the short receivers underneath. And
getting DJ Williams
involved. Just continue to become a complete quarterback. Get another year under your belt, and then you'll be a top draft pick the following year.
That's what Sam Bradford thought, too. And if you got the chance, you go. You got to. The money's huge. I mean, this is crazy big money they pay an NFL player. If you got a chance to go, you talk to the people, find out. If you're a top 15 pick, you go. I mean, it's just, you'd be crazy not to.
Right. I'm always a big fan of the guys coming back to school and staying. But I can't blame somebody, especially this situation where, like you mentioned, Bradford hasn't had the year we all wanted him to or expected him to. And you're looking at maybe, you know, a different year for quarterbacks. And if he goes and works out and you look at it and you realize, hey, this guy's 6'7", 240, cannon arm, and he's only started for 1 year, much like Mark Sanchez, who only started for 1 year. And he was drafted number 5 overall and starting. So I just feel like if Mallett goes and works out and wants to test the waters, he might have a chance to end up going in the first round, even though he is very raw. When a guy with that much upside, NFL scouts, I love the upside there. But you listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Thanks to our producer, James Ford, does a great job keeping everything in order back there. For Rick Atkinson and Joe Franklin, I'm Ron Jumper. Thanks for tuning into the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Tune in again next week.